Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990 or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and VRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest. Ali Rames is with us. Capel Caption Telephones. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbers. I'm broadcasting.
I have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money. I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save the number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, it would not be a Ron Studio show if we did not start our broadcast today. Remembering our veterans, remembering this Pearl Harbor Day, Day of Remembrance, this day in the history of the United States. I don't know if you had an opportunity. There was a gentleman early this morning on Fox News, a survivor of Pearl Harbor, one of the few remaining survivors. Very, very interesting listening to the gentleman recount his recollection of that summer event in our history. It's a day to be observed. Obviously, we thank our veterans every single day and certainly remember them on days like this. But we also throw in a little bit of celebration. And this is what, you know, celebration on a day like this. Think about this. Today is actually National Cotton Candy Day. Now, I don't know about Cotton Candy Day. Whoops, wrong one. I guess we got to get our studio audience to realize which sound bites we have. Or actually, maybe it's a host figured out. National Cotton Candy Day. Well, I guess you got to celebrate everything sooner or later. We'll talk about the Dow Jones Industrial Average now, though. Up 68.63 points. Oil, 92 cents a barrel, $50 and a penny a barrel right now as we speak. I don't know if you caught the news this morning, another drawdown on oil. We're using more oil than we are producing right now. Maybe that's the reason that the national average gasoline, $2.19.2 a gallon right here in a state of confusion. We seem to be holding steady at $2.66.7 a gallon, almost highest price in the country. But then again, maybe that has to do with that $0.4235 per gallon in tax, just so our friends in Sacramento can waste more of our money. Just a thought right there. Think about that one. The 10-year Treasury, it is moving down a little bit, down 0.03%. 2.355 is the yield on the 10-year Treasury. Why do I mention that? Well, we know that that's going to have a significant impact on the 30-year fixed rate mortgages, which we know that number will come out tomorrow. Yeah, moving right along. What are we seeing? Believe it or not, we gotta love this. People wonder, why is Donald Trump speaking direct to the public so frequently? Well, I saw this story. I had to share this one with you. Hard to believe. A poll, 75% of Americans who see fake news believe it.
So I know who's ass kick.
Unbelievable. This was an Ipsos BuzzFeed poll. The survey was carried out by showing respondents a random selection of six election-related headlines, three true, three false, and were asked if they recalled the story in question. If so, they were then asked to rate the claim in the headline as very accurate, somewhat accurate, not very accurate, or not accurate at all. Nearly 53% recalled seeing at least one of the fake news stories, while 57% said they'd seen at least one of the of those who saw a fake headline. 75% said they thought those headlines were somewhat or very accurate. Just, you got to wonder. And then you follow that up with not even really knowing who is telling you news and who's giving you commentary. We're pretty transparent right here on Ron Siegel Radio. This is commentary. There are parts of us in the news. Like when I tell you what the oil prices are, what the gas prices are, you can check that out on your own. And I highly recommend anytime you're hearing news anymore, check it out on your own. $2.19.2. That is as of 5:08 Eastern time today. And you can go right to the AAA website and check it out for yourself. Verified. If you want to know how I know that the 10-year Treasury is trending down right now, well, go to the website. You can see that. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 76 points. You can check that out. It's verifiable. When I tell you that two-thirds of the Dow Jones increase since Trump was elected is attributable to Goldman Sachs. Think about that concept. The reason that I can tell you that, the reason that you know that, is quite simply you can fact-check it on your own. Now, you got a member here. I love this one because I see frequently on social media that we're going to talk, that people say, well, did you go to Snopes and check it out? Have you ever looked at where what Snopes really is? You got to follow that a little bit with...
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
Yeah, well, you got to look at Snopes to find out what it is in it. It was a husband and wife. It is a husband and wife, but nothing better to do with their time than write a blog. That's all it is. It doesn't mean it's accurate. Go to, if you want to check it out, I post right on our Ron Siegel Radio page the link that gives you the whole history of Snopes dating back to its inception. And you try and figure out, people use it as the one and only. That's the one that you have to follow. Unbelievable. So that is just another issue of news stories. You got to fact check. And unfortunately, nowadays, you can't read the New York Times. CNN is a joke. MSNB, hee-haw. Well, that, no one even listens to MSNB, hee-haw anymore. Fox News, they've all got their own spins. So if you want to get news, you got to listen to a lot of them to get and put all the stories together, then do some of your own research. That's what we do here on Ron Siegel. Do I get it right every time? No. But we do our best. One of the things doing our best is, can you believe this one? Department of Defense. Now, talk about a president that wants to outsource jobs or complains about outsourcing jobs. Unbelievable, this newest revelation. On their way out the door, the Obama administration wants to start building fighters in India. They want to build our fighter jets in India. Don't we have enough planes? Because maybe they didn't like the idea that Boeing moved over to North Carolina and don't have the more force on the people there. But could you imagine making F-16 and FA-18 Super Hornets in India? Lockheed Martin and Boeing have submitted bids to the Indian government. Lockheed said it would move its production efforts on the jets from Texas to India. I wonder if there's a little bit of an inside scoop there where the administration is not too happy with Texas. I just wonder if it'd be...
What are you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing? That's an interesting one. Larry Kudlow in the news again. Yes, he is the CNBC host. And he became a part of the Trump organization, not Trump organization, but the Trump campaign committee, helping to create the tax plan for the candidate at the time. So Kudlow is now out there talking about the tax breaks, how they will fit or affect probably 60% of America. Now, why does he say 60% of America? Well, 40% don't pay taxes. So how do they get a tax break if they're not paying taxes? Now, you have to understand that the American tax system is a progressive tax, except when we tax grocery bags, gasoline. See, that affects those people more that are more needy. The progressive taxes, the idea of our income taxes, of course the rich are getting a big benefit. They pay more of the tax. How do you give a benefit to somebody who's paying nothing? Think about it. Yet the news will always tell the opposite. And that's obviously what we see here in the city of Anaheim with the mayor of Anaheim. He thinks that way that we don't actually have. Unbelievable. Santa Ana, did you see what Santa Ana just did? They decided that they want to be a sanctuary city. Yeah, brilliance of those folks over there. Unbelievable, becoming a sanctuary city so that those, and you know something, we're all descendants of some sort of immigrant. Unless you're an American Indian, you're a descendant of some sort of an immigrant. So think about this. Are we against immigrants? No. How about doing it the legal way? How about the idea that if you've got, I mean, how could you vote against, other than San Francisco, we understand there's a lot of loons there, but how could you vote against Kate's law? Think about that. Young lady, prime of life, killed by somebody who's an illegal immigrant, five times deported, and the city of San Francisco wants to protect this lunatic. Unbelievable. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial market. When we come back, it is Wednesday. We're going to talk about how do you clang glass? I just bounce them against people. We'll talk about it. Captioned telephones. What are they? We'll talk about that. Selling in the winter attracts serious buyers. Signs your credit card debt is about to implode. And car buying tips that'll give the best deal. All that and more. You can reach me. Fair number. It's 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. And that's my message. As your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. The Word of Wealth segment to you by Heritage Financial Services. When you're ready for a trust, and if you own real estate, you should have already been ready for a trust. You want the state to take over for you if something happens to you. Talk to our friends over at Heritage Financial Services. They make the best trust I have ever seen, and I've seen a lot of them. They're very, very inexpensive. They charge like $1,200, and they listen to Ron Siegel Radio. Grab a coupon of the gift bag, RSR gift bag, RSR gift bag, the 7954, 25% off coupon. Get your trust done. Car buying tips. This is the season for people buying cars. Number one, do your homework. Know what the costs are of the car. There are plenty of websites that will give you that information. Search for rebate. rebates, no difference between the MSRP and the invoice price. Don't forget about all of the fees. Make sure that your research when you walk into a dealership, if that's where you're buying, they know that you've got the information ahead of time. And I've shared with you many times our friend Jim Kane. He goes over to the auction for it, and he'll help you get a used car, something with very, very, very low miles. You talk to him about that. They're also certifying that for the auction. The auction sells 2,000 or 3,000 cars a week, biggest of the dealership, 1,000 a month. So think about that. Who thinks selling more cars? He has more resources. Just a thought. And when to go? The end of the month is a good time to go. The end of a quarter is a great time if you're looking at buying a new car. There's some great tips out there for you. Issue when you are contemplating buying, brought you by Heritage Financial Services. Remember to get your 25% off. Text RSR gift bag to 79564. For our winning chat with Robert Mott. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Ron. How are you today?
I am doing wonderful and looking forward to chatting with you. I love the time of year. I mean, I love wine all the time. Chatting with you about Hollywood New Year's. So what I can also guess, being that we've been doing this together close to 3 years now, I have a feeling the bubble in the future.
Sorry, Ron, I was getting a little cut out there, but about the holiday wines, yeah, you know me, you know, champagne is always a great choice, you know, for holidays. It's one of those go-to wines. It's festive. It shows off the spirit of having a good time, and it's great for get-togethers. You know, French champagne's become kind of pricey these days, but there's some reasonably priced ones out there in the category. Yeah, go to your local wine shop and talk to them about the, you know, some good choices there. You know, the big guys like the Clicquot and the Moët and Chandon, people that do some great work. But there's some other smaller brands as well, maybe like Champagne Jacquard, be one to try out. Another one perhaps is Lanson, one that doesn't come up on your radar screens very often. A great choice, you know, like say lesser known wines, but both basically, if it comes out of Champagne, odds are the quality is pretty high, and just very, very good. Now, one thing as well is, you know, you might think about some of the domestics as well, some of the things out of Sonoma, out of Carneros. A lot of the domestic producers do a great job with bubbly as well. And then, you know, with your meal, you know, a lot of times there are lighter meals associated with the holidays. You know, turkey still is very popular in the Christmas season, the holiday season. Good Central Coast or Russian River Pinot Noir is a good choice there. And for those of you guys that like those standing rib roast, of course, you know, nothing beats a California Cabernet in my mind for that pairing. So lots of good choices out there, but, you know, like I say, my go-to for kind of that cocktail wine as well as kind of the entree to maybe your more formal meal would be definitely champagne or sparkling wine of some kind.
So explain that to me, Robert, because I had a wine last night, which is not going to surprise anybody.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
So it says on the label, and this is a Robert Mondavi wine, it says aged in bourbon barrels. What's that telling me?
Yeah. Well, that's an interesting one. I haven't. I'm not sure if I've had that one before. But when it says aged in bourbon barrels, what of course it does is typically what they're actually doing is they're getting bourbon barrels from those special areas in the middle of the country. Kentucky, I guess it is, and maybe Tennessee as well. But they're getting those barrels, those leftover barrels that have had a few years of age that they allowed the raw whiskeys to sit in the barrels to pick up the color and caramelization of the char of the barrel. And then obviously they're aging that in those. That's an interesting approach. I haven't heard that done very often in the wine business, but certainly one that, is very common perhaps in the, when you're doing scotch or other, some other wine, some other spirits as well, is to take old bourbon barrels and reuse them, recycle them for that. Because they don't really put as much flavor in as the first time around. So they, but they can add some interesting nuance to whatever the spirit is that you're trying to influence there.
Who would have ever thought Cabernet with a Jack Daniel's back? I mean, what the heck? I mean, could have a little bit of stuff in there, right? Starting out, I saw this on notes, Robert. We've had this fun one frequently, and I do have a lot of fun chatting with people about who, especially if I have the opportunity to tell them that they're holding their wine glass the wrong way. Then we go into the next step of clinking glasses the right way and the wrong way. So I thought I would get you to throw in at the holiday time clinking etiquette. Can you share that one with us?
Clinking. Yeah, clinking etiquette. Yeah, that's a good one. You and I have talked about this many times. But it's one of those things that people miss. Is that there are so many pieces of this and fundamentals of doing it correctly that sometimes people overlook it. Now, it, of course, it's compounded by there are a lot of different opinions about how the right way to do it is, of course. Not that there's a 100% proper way to do it, but, there's actually – I thought this was interesting – there's actually a book on modern manners that they actually proposed that the best way for to acknowledge people with a toast is not to clink the glasses. That's improper etiquette. They recommend you simply raise your glass. Well, you know, that's a pretty boring way to do it, and it's not my favorite way to do it either. But just know there's a lot of different opinions out there. But if you're going to do it, you should do it right. Now, obviously, there are probably people out there in the audience that are already laughing at me about how ridiculous this conversation is. But imagine yourself in the middle of a big party holding a piece of or a glass, a fine crystal glass filled with very expensive Cabernet. And upon clinking, the rim of the glass shatters and the wine spills out with broken glass everywhere. It makes a big mess, wine everywhere. You've ruined the glass. The entire room looks at you at the mishap, and this kind of – they all start whispering about how reckless you are and what an uncouth person you really are. Yeah, totally embarrassing. So
I'm used to that,
avoid that. Exactly. But to avoid that embarrassment, let's figure out the right way to do this. Okay, so clinking wine glasses 101. Okay, the technique that the folks that are the wine geeks or glass geeks at the Riedel Wine Company showed me casually is referred to as the bell-to-bell method. The idea is that you aim the wine glass bell, the big round part in the middle of the glass, to the bell of your clinking buddy's wine glass. Upon contact, the glass lets out a long, sustained ding, like a bell, which causes everyone to look around and see who knows how to party, basically. Then you've basically thrown down the gauntlet at that point. You know, you've acknowledged that you're in the know. So here's the four steps to it. First of all, find your clinking buddy. Angle your wine glass slightly so that the bells line up and the rim is away from your partner. That's important because the rim is very fragile. The rim of your glass, where you actually put your lips, is very fragile. The bell, on the other hand, is quite strong. So after you angle your glass properly and line up your glasses so the bells line up and you're going to make bell-to-bell contact, make eye contact. Now, this is, you know, if we're talking about real important part of this as well, is part of the act of clinking the glass or toasting your glass essentially is making that contact with your clinking buddy. It's an acknowledgement of friendship and trust and acknowledgement of the time of year, perhaps, and everything else that's associated with that, a good experience. So make that eye contact. Then clink the wine glass together and listen for that ring. And then step number four is find another clinking buddy. So, and repeat, you know, so keep doing that until you run out of clinking buddies or run out of wine. So that's kind of wine clinking 101 there.
Okay, now you missed one thing here, Robert.
I always do.
And in my personal and humble opinion, we got to change this next time. There's a fifth issue here. We have to move number four, has to become number five. And number four, you missed the most important part of the whole process. You never got to drink the wine.
That's true. That's true. I missed that out. I didn't say that explicitly. But that is also an extremely important step. I mean, not just for your self-gratification as well, but it's also the acknowledgement of the clinking or toasting process. I mean, it's really not complete until you taste the wine, until you both taste what, you know, imbibe from your glassware at that point. And it really becomes the final acknowledgement of the clinking process or toasting process that, yeah, that's the trust and acknowledgement and the and everything you've worked up to that point is really, that's the culmination. So you're right. I miss that one every time. I always think it goes without saying, but you're right. It does not. You have to be explicit.
Right. And just so we have it properly written for future reference, we're going to just refer to that as consummate the relationship. Just a little bit of thought there from Ron Siegel Radio. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events on the financial markets. Wine Wednesday with Robert Mott. We have a great time every week. Check us out all the time. You can reach us anytime. The off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter @Ron Siegel. And if you missed any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But you can get the replay, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Selling in the winter attracts serious buyers. That is the subject of today's real-time real estate segment brought to you by Processing for a Cause. Do you take credit cards in your business? Who's giving the charity out? Who's making all the money? Processing for a Cause, great organization. They will match your credit card processing fees. If they can't, they'll give you $500 anyway. But they'll match your credit card processing fees and then give 20% of those processing fees to the charity of your choice. Love that organization. So the topic today in our segment, selling in the winter attracts serious buyers. A recent study of more than 7 million home sales over the past 4 years revealed that the season in which a home is listed may be able to shed some light on the likelihood that the home will sell for more than asking price, as well as how quickly the sale will close. No surprise that listing a home for sale during the spring saw the largest return, as the spring is traditionally the busiest month for real estate. What is surprising, though, is that listing during the winter, right now, came in second among spring listings. 18.7% of homes fetched above asking price, with winter listings not far behind at 17.5%, while 48% of homes listed in the spring sold within 30 days, 46.2% of homes in the winter did the same. Think about that. People that are in the winter, if you're out looking for a house or listing a house, there is a significant reason for it, because you probably have something better to do with your time this time of year than either have your house set up as a museum or go out house shopping. If you are debating listing your home for sale within the next 6 months, keep in mind that the spring is when most other homeowners will decide it's their homes as well. Listing your home this winter will ensure that you have the best exposure to serious buyers. Give me a holler, 800-306-1990. I would be happy to put you in touch with somebody that can help you sell your house. Remember, I do have a license to sell real estate, full disclosure. I have never sold a piece of property for anything outside of my own portfolio. I leave that to the professionals. Speaking of professionals, if you're watching us on Ron Siegel Radio this morning, ronsiegelradio.tv, I know I haven't lost my mind completely, ronsiegelradio.tv, you are able to see a little demo in front of us. It doesn't show great on the screen. I'm looking at the screen right now, but you see that big old telephone that's right there in the middle of the screen as demonstrated? I don't know, Ali, I'm not going to call you Vanna.
I know, I'm sorry. I just thought of that as well.
No, not a problem. Ali Rames is in with us. CapTel Caption Telephones.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
That's great. We got this, unfortunately, we can see the big screen there. We can't see the information going across it on TV. But, and again, if you missed any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube, you'll be able to see pretty cool looking device right here. So explain what this thing is, Ali.
I can't wait to do it. First of all, thank you again for having me here.
Certainly.
And this is a caption telephone. It is an absolutely free program. CapTel is provided from the FCC under the Americans with Disabilities Act, providing this telephone to people who have trouble hearing on the phone. So people who struggle with hearing loss, there's all sorts of different kinds of hearing loss in terms of tone, volume. Basically, if you have trouble hearing on the phone, this will change your life. And again, it's completely free.
That's my favorite price.
That's mine too.
Right? I mean, you get a free. So, and I'm looking at it, even old people like me see the letters on there. The letters go across there are large enough that you can actually see them.
Even you, yes. I'm glad some of the features that I find really incredible about this is the fact that we can change the font size. So you can make it as large as you need to. If someone has macular degeneration, we thought of that. So we make the letters as big as they need it. There's also, we really pride ourselves on customer service. So we have a customer service button right on the base of the phone that's right there. If they need anything 24 hours a day, 7 days a week,
wow,
they can get somebody just to help them. And this product is made here in the USA, which is huge right now.
Love
and
that.
We're so proud of that. Yes, we're so proud of that. And in addition, it has amplified volume, which is huge. So the volume is amplified up to 50 decibels, which is about 5 times what a normal phone sounds like. So it's just, it's literally changing people's lives. We go into people's homes, set the phone up for them entirely free. Everything is free under this program.
How quick is it? I mean, if you and I are chatting, is it as quick as I speak, is it converting it to text for somebody?
That's a really great question. It does have a slight delay, about a 1 to 2 second delay.
Which is less than we have audio.
Exactly.
Right?
There you go. Yes, exactly. And it's 98% accurate, which I find to be unbelievable. So, you know, it's similar to captions on TV, but better, in my opinion, captions on TV. It's not someone sitting there typing. It's actually voice-to-text technology. It's the most up-to-date technology out there. Captions.
Sure. And what about language? Does it understand my Spanglish?
You know, it doesn't translate, but it does do English or Spanish. So basically, I go into a lot of my clients' homes, and if they're just Spanish speakers, I'm able to put it in Spanish mode for them. So again, it doesn't translate, but if you are primarily a Spanish speaker, we'll put it in Spanish mode. Primarily English, we'll do the same with the English mode.
That's amazing. I mean, I wouldn't have even thought about asking about if it's going to translate, because if somebody's receiving a phone call in Spanish, you have to assume that whoever's calling them knows who they are, right? I mean,
true. Except for all those robocalls you always get.
I was going to ask you about that. My mom was constantly getting these calls. Will it filter out some of those robocalls?
Well, the phone itself won't filter them out, but I always say the nice big screen will show, you know, an unavailable number, and I tell people just don't pick that one up. And you can see it really nice and large on the screen when it's coming in. So,
okay, so it does have caller ID on there.
As long as you have caller ID with your phone plan, it does have it on the phone itself as well. Yes.
And you should have caller ID with your phone plan nowadays, especially. I'm assuming, maybe I shouldn't, but a good portion of the people using this will be seniors.
The majority of the population that I deal with and my clientele are seniors. Again, that doesn't mean I don't work with people who lose their hearing overnight due to vaccinations or things like that at an early age. But yes, the majority of the people that I work with are seniors.
And unfortunately, that seems to be the target audience for a lot of the scammers out there.
True.
So if you get the caller ID from your phone system, and as I said, if it's not the number you recognize, do you really want to talk to them anyway?
Just don't pick up. Right. I tell them. I work with them, and I literally sit there and do test calls with them and show them how to use the phone, as do all of my other colleagues across the country, as this is a federal program. So it's a nationwide program.
Interesting. So what is it? Is it like a one size fits all for everybody? There are different models.
That's another really great question. There are two main models. There's three complete models. We have one that fits
every. Main models and complete models. What is the difference?
Well, I like to say that. That's my opinion. Again, we have a larger screen model. It's called the 880i, similar to this one, but it's a more traditional looking phone. So it has bigger buttons. And it has not a touch screen, whereas this one has a touch screen and is a little bit for people who are more tech savvy. Then we have a smaller model for people that really just want a traditional looking phone with the bigger buttons and a smaller screen. But again, the printing can get extremely large on there. So not to worry if you have to see the larger letters.
And what is required of the facility, the home or the community that somebody's living in, what's required there?
All that's really required is that the person has a phone line and internet service. They don't have to understand it. They don't need to know if they have Wi-Fi. They don't need to understand anything as long as they know they pay for internet service or their daughter who lives upstairs pays for internet service. They're good to go. So that's it, just the internet and a phone line.
So a Wi-Fi connectivity or is it a hard line?
You're getting into the nitty-gritty. It doesn't have to be a hardwired or Wi-Fi. When we come into the home, we bring all the materials we need to get it set up. Yep, so we kind of leave that as every home is individual and everybody has different needs. So Wi-Fi or hardwired, we deal with it when we come in the home.
Well, one of the things I could foresee with something like as a consumer advocate is it could be intimidating to a senior. They look at this and they say, how does all this technology happening? We're going to talk more with Ali Rames when we come back. Captioned telephone. Holy cow, that's a tongue twister.
Captel captioned telephone.
There we go. Exactly. I'm glad you said that because I was saying it incorrectly. Great information. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we're going to talk more about these really cool telephones, especially for somebody like me who's a tech nerd. I like the idea of being able to help people. It's free, and it gives some independence to our seniors. I love all of those issues. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1. Ron Siegel, the number one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1866.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. Seven signs your credit card debt is about to implode. Yikes, that doesn't sound very good. I probably should have an implosion button or something on here. Number one, credit limits maxed out or lowered. When Congress passed the Credit Card Act of 2010, it eliminated the universal default feature where a bank could increase your interest rate even while you were paying them on time. And you got to be careful now. Now that'll just lower your limits, and that kills your credit score. You know that I talk about that all the time. Getting close to or maxing out your credit cards, that will kill your credit score as well. Interest rates bumping 20% even without a default. If you're starting to get up in those high rates, be very careful. Think about this. If you've got a 20% credit card rate That means your balance is going to double almost every 3.5 years. Think about that. That's going to kill you. Don't make those minimum payments. You got to make a bigger payment and start paying that down. Default is always just around the corner. If you're getting to that area where you're not making the payments at all, be careful. Default rates have already been triggered. That can cause you another problem where you get rid of that 12% APR and go to 29%. That means your balance doubles in just over 2 years. If credit card payments exceed 15% of your gross income, you are looking for trouble right there as well. You're not funding your retirement accounts. You're constantly feeling stressed or anxious about your debt. Give me a call, 800-306-1990. We'll help you get a game plan together to work on that debt. That's what we do here on Siegel Radio. Doesn't cost you anything, but to give you a game plan to get things on the right track for you, for your family. I just heard another person, and I hate to be at this time of year the bearer of bad news, but another gentleman that I know, my kids went to school with, his decided that the solution for him was to take his own life. And we've heard about many, many times, way too many times. There are other options. All you have to do is reach out, talk to people. There is help out there, people that want to look out for you. That is the Your Credit Matters segment, again, brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. So we're chatting this morning with Ali Rames about the CapTel captioned telephone. And if you're watching us again, RonSiegelRadio.tv, you see one of the versions right here in front of us. Pretty cool looking device. Is there a speakerphone device on there, Ali?
There is a speakerphone right on the base of the phone, yes. So they have the option of using a handset or the speakerphone. But I will say, I have to point out that the handset is actually created specifically for hearing loss, which most handsets are not, meaning that when a person's wearing a hearing aid, this handset is able to work with or without the hearing aid. So it's a very special thing, unique.
See, so is it something that we would want to test it for? Or, I mean, is it something that you just call you and say, Ali, I need one of these things, and you bring it? Or how does it work?
Well, certainly I encourage people to just give me a call. But the way that it works is there is a simple certification form that I would provide people, and you take it to your audiologist, your doctor, any hearing-related professional, anybody who can say that that person has any level of hearing loss and that this phone can benefit their life. They get it signed, they call me for an appointment, and I get them set up according to their needs. It's that simple. So they just need to get a signature, again, from any hearing-related professional on the form that I provide to them. It's a third-party certification form.
Sounds pretty – I mean, you listen to the process, and it almost sounds like it's one of those things where – and we tell seniors all the time, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
I know, and that's the thing. First of all, I've been with this company for 9 years, and I'm never leaving. There's a reason for that. And the hardest part of my job is actually explaining that this is a free program. Other than that, it's very, very simple. So I just have to make sure people understand it's completely free. So there's no hidden charges.
Well, the beauty of it, from what you've shared with me when we spoke it and when we first met, was it's free to the beneficiary. It's being paid for by the rest of the whole country.
Exactly. So everybody actually pays a small portion. It's a small tax on their phone bill, which goes towards basically funding this program. So there's, you know, once I explain it to people like that, they go, oh, okay.
Right. It makes sense, right?
It makes sense. Yeah.
You wonder, you look, I mean, nowadays technology gets expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And the pricing doesn't usually come down on it. The technology just gets better.
Mm-hmm.
So speaking of that, how long will the device last?
Well, there's a lifetime guarantee, meaning that the phone belongs to the person who receives it. So if for any reason something happens, we'll provide you with a new one. So there's really no worries that it will ever go out per se. And again, with that customer service button right on the base of the phone right here, you're kind of always in touch with us and you have to worry about not being able to get a hold of us.
What about, you know, me being the tech nerd that I am?
It's okay.
Bluetooth?
I love that. So this model of the phone here, which is the 2400i, this has Bluetooth capability, which is so cool because anybody who has hearing aids or is interested in hearing aids knows that these days Bluetooth-capable hearing aids are awesome. They are the best form for hearing. So if someone has Bluetooth-capable hearing aids and either wears a streamer, which is like a necklace around the neck, or a clip that clips onto their shirt, we can actually pair those hearing aids directly to this model of the captioned phone. So what it does is when the phone rings, they're able to hear the sound directly in their ear, in their hearing aid.
Nice.
And if you have questions about that, I'm always willing to explain it further.
Well, we're going to try and get some information on our Facebook page, Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook. We'll post a lot of other information so you can reach out to Ali as well. Emergency button, anything along those lines?
So there's not actually an emergency button per se. Like I said, there's a 24/7 customer service. So if you do push that, there's always a person there. A lot of people go with Life Alert, and those are other products outside of CapTel. And I'm familiar, so if anyone wanted to ask about that, they do connect just fine with the captioned phone.
Now, here's another fun one that I'll throw at you. You know, unfortunately, I mean, most of us have these little devices that we're running around with, and one of the good and the bad of the device, right? The good is that it's got this memory thing in here, and I got a nice picture of a bottle of wine right there. Got to hurt it a little bit. Right, but you know, we get these contact lists, so we don't remember anybody's phone number.
Well, I'm just going to jump right in.
Okay.
So there is a wonderful 100-person storage contact list in the phone itself. So when I come into the home for the person to set the phone up, I work with them and show them how they can store those contacts. Just like your cell phone, you can store up to 100 names and numbers to dial directly from the phone itself, which is fabulous because
right.
You could just dial with a touch, a simple touch, and you get anybody that you want in your contact list.
So it's easy. You can make sure you remember the doctor's appointment and call the doctor if you need, call your kids.
Well, even, I'm sorry, and I'm going to jump in again because you just reminded me of something so important about this phone is that not only does it have an answering machine that captions out the messages, which is one of the hardest things for people to understand messages. People will hear blips of messages and numbers that go by so fast.
Sure.
They have no idea what was just said. So the message machine actually captions out word for word what's being said. In addition, the phone saves conversations. So if you've had a conversation with a doctor and you hang up and you say, gosh, I don't remember if my appointment's for 4 or 5 o'clock, you can actually go back and look at that conversation after it's over. Extremely unique and wonderful, I believe, to our phone.
That sounds great because, you know, especially, you know, if I got one of these for my mom.
Exactly.
Right? And she forgot what the doctor said or something along those lines. We can go, how long will it store that conversation?
This particular model of the phone stores up to 10,000 lines of conversation. The other models of the phone stores up to 500 lines of conversation. So it's not about time. It's just about actual lines of conversation.
So does that mean I have to put a smaller font to get more?
You can, you can.
It
is similar to how that works, especially on the 500-line conversation. If it's a larger font, obviously, it'll start deleting a little bit faster. But if you think of 500 lines of conversation, that's still a lot of lengthy conversations.
Sure. Sounds like a fantastic tool for people. And one of the things, you know, when I talk to seniors, one of the biggest things they all want is they want to make sure they don't run out of money.
Mm-hmm.
So this one's not going to affect that.
No,
and
not
they want
all.
Independence.
Exactly. That I'm just, oh, it gets me so excited because that is what this phone does. When I say that it changes people's lives, it provides independence again for people who live alone. It provides independence for even the children of the seniors who use this phone, because sometimes I've had clients' children call me and say, I can't get in touch with my mom because A, they can't hear the phone ring, or B, they don't want to pick up because they can't hear. One of the reasons I got involved in this and really am passionate about this is because my own grandfather, who just turned 90, could not hear on the phone anymore, and he stopped picking up. And I gave him this phone. He was one of the first guinea pigs, and he calls me every Sunday still to tell me how much he loves it, and he wouldn't be able to do anything about it. So independence, it provides and helps to ease isolation for people that live alone.
Yeah, I love it. It's, I mean, like I said, it's one of those devices that you hear about every once in a while that is just a great, great tool for freedom for people. Government program that is really one of the, you know, I'm not a big government guy, but it's a government program that's really out there helping people, doing what it's intended to do. If you want more information, give me a call at 800-306-1990. I'd be happy to put you in touch with Ali Rames, CapTel Caption Telephones.
Almost got it.
We're trying there. And be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.